"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, what do? You go to the iHeart app, John and Ken on Demand, the podcast, and you could listen to us constantly. Everything you missed.
Yeah, and you can use the app to connect to the Moist Line. We'll be playing calls tomorrow during the 3 o'clock hour, so if you'd like to be a part of that action, leave a message. Use the iHeart Radio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And again, our big story today is that Senate Bill 14 has finally made it through the State Assembly Public Safety Committee. Of course, it would consider child sex trafficking a serious felony. That means it could be a strike, and that means longer prison sentences. And of course, this is very important and a no-brainer. And it went through the Senate without a problem. But it hit a wall in the Public Safety Committee of the Assembly, where a bunch of Democrats decided to abstain. And then everything turned around in the last 24 hours. And this morning, the Public Safety Committee approved the bill. It'll move to the next committee and then eventually to the full assembly floor. In 1 hour, our guest will be Shannon Grove, the state senator from Bakersfield, the Republican, who, of course, is the chief sponsor and author of the bill.
All right. On to Steve Gregory from Rolling Hills Estates. You know about the landslide. At least 17 homes affected. Some of them have tumbled and crumbled down the hill. And now here come the burglars to loot the homes.
Yeah, because people had to evacuate in case their home went sliding down the canyon. And we now get word that, well, the story's so big, even the robbers decided right. Here's an opportunity.
Steve.
Yeah, guys. So, you know, we hear about this on occasion where areas around wildfires have been evacuated. So neighborhoods that are in the path of a wildfire. And then, you know, because those homes are still standing and it's fairly safe to get in and out of. And sometimes people can fake that they're homeowners or the media. There have actually been people that have pretended to be reporters to get into neighborhoods only to loot the homes. But this is the first that I've heard about looting at the scene of an active landslide and at a inside of a, you know, a gated community to boot. I got tipped off on this story early this morning. And I was able to track down a deputy from the L.A. County Sheriff's Lomita Station who has jurisdiction over the area. Apparently, early this morning, you know, in the between 5:30 and 6 this morning, one of the homeowners whose power, I guess, was still active in their home, their Ring camera had activated their smartphone at their remote location where the homeowners were. And it showed clearly, according to the homeowner, a man and woman walking into their home. And they called 911, the homeowners did. Deputies responded quickly out to the scene. Well, the man and woman were not there. So they called Torrance Police Department for mutual aid. Interestingly enough, they wanted their own airship from L.A. County Sheriff to come over and start doing a search with one of the sun guns in the air, but the airship was down for maintenance. So they called Torrance PD, who sent out two drones. And those drones were hovering up in the area, and they were able to key in on this very thick, dense brush area, and that's where they found the man and woman, and deputies were able to arrest them. Come to find out, they have robbed at least two homes inside of that evacuation area.
Were they hiding in the brush or trying to stumble their way through?
Well, it looks like they were trying to hide in the brush. They had parked their car somewhere down the street, kind of away from the area, and they found the vehicle sometime later. But it looks like they were trying to hide because they, by that time, they heard people come into the scene.
Do we know if they stole anything and what it was?
Yeah. So when deputies got up to the man and the woman, I guess the man was holding a bunch of stuff. They wouldn't say what it was, but they were holding a bunch of stuff, and they were able to send pictures of that to the homeowner, and the homeowner confirmed that those were his and his belongings. So they got them in custody. Not sure what the charges are going to be or if they were cited and released. I'm not sure of those details yet. We're still
Is burglary an offense? Or
yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, they still arrest for that. I'm just checking.
This is L.A. County.
Yeah.
Yes. And, we've got to see how much the value is first, because that'll determine whether it's a misdemeanor or whether it's a felony.
Right, right.
But if this person had $950 or less in their possession, then that's one thing. But if it's $950 and one penny, that's a different situation.
Right, I see. Is there a lot more of this, or were these the first two that everybody's aware of?
This is the first two everyone was aware of, and it was really odd because the deputies were even sort of like, who does that? Who walks into an active landslide area and, areas where homes are evacuated already, and that's pretty risky, especially when it was dark when they got there. So they were literally doing this at night. So I said, well, who are these people? And they wouldn't give me the names and their addresses, but they did tell me they lived more than an hour from the location.
I know you haven't been covering this every day, but do you know, typically, are homeowners going to be able to retrieve some of their belongings from their collapsed homes?
In some cases, when it's deemed safe to go in and do so, absolutely. They do that with wildfire scenes. Once that the officials, the incident commander of the scene, declares that it's safe to enter, then they will give the option for homeowners to go in and salvage whatever they can. We've done many stories of that where people have gone in after wildfires or floods, and they were able to survey, the damage, because they got to go back in now and determine what's the loss and what isn't. So presumably they'll get to do the same thing here.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for that report.
You got it, guys.
All right, Steve Gregory, KFI News, on the report of a couple of people arrested attempting to perhaps rob some of the homes that have been evacuated in Rolling Hills Estates due to the situation with the landslides.
It's
safe to be there.
I'd read a story about a guy who is just so distraught because older, and when he was told to get out of the house, they gave him 20 minutes, and he had collected all the photographs and precious memories and put them in three boxes. But there was so much pressure to run out, and he was just so nervous that he ended up running out and leaving those three boxes behind.
Oh.
And he was so upset, and I was thinking, geez, can they somebody go in and get
his
those boxes?
His house did collapse down the canyon?
I don't know.
Or is it just one that had to be evacuated in case it was going to collapse?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. But even if it collapses, I guess eventually you can go into the rubble.
Eventually you can go into the rubble and search for stuff. They're still trying to, it's going to be a while. Geologists have to take a look at the whole situation to figure out the cause of this. But of course, the main thing is water. That's usually what does it. When soil is looser, it's more susceptible to water. So whether it was a broken pipe, some people think there might have been a sewer drain that broke, or a pipe, or all the rainfall of last winter. They don't know yet, but usually that's the main cause for this kind of slide. But again, the way this is constructed and the way it works with the geology there, this was not like never going to happen. I mean, some people were shocked by it, but it has a tendency to happen in these situations, the way this whole thing is built. Landslides are common in the sedimentary soil, such as in Rolling Hills Estates and other cities on the Palos Verdes Peninsula, and support is weakened by the softened clay soil and poorly compacted soil fills, and then this can happen. So it'll probably be a long time till they know. I mean, one other expert said, well, everybody's got sprinklers, gutters, irrigation systems, leaky pipes, all adding water. This just may have reached a tipping point, like the straw that broke the camel's back, and that was it.
Yeah.
For this particular section where the homes just collapsed on in. All right, we have got more coming up. Next up is your chance to win money. Another keyword will be revealed in the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, for the second time this week, an outfit called Cal Matters had a pretty good article. The one we mentioned the other day is that they have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on these rehab programs. They fooled too many voters when they passed Prop 47, calling it the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And the idea was, well, you know, we're not going to charge felonies anymore for drug offenses, many of them, and for things like shoplifting, unless it's over like $1,000. And the money we're going to save by not sending these guys to jail, we'll turn around and we'll spend on rehab, which was BS.
Failures.
They're not keeping records was the main theme. They have no idea what's going on with anybody. Not a lot of people are entering the rehab. They're not completing it. And we don't even know whether or not they reoffended or did not.
Isn't this great? We have spent billions of dollars on all these fraudulent programs, trumpeted with press releases and press conferences and all kinds of claims, and everybody votes for new taxes and everybody votes to release prisoners because they're going to go to this magical rehab. I am telling you, I talk to people all the time. It's like, well, you know, I really do believe in rehabilitation. I really do believe in safe. Why don't you show me the program that works? And I always ask people, what's the program that works? What's the big success story? Because if there was one, right,
they'd be everywhere.
Yeah. There aren't any rehab programs. The most you can say is a lot of guys just get old and tired, and they stop creating trouble. They're not rehabilitated. They just got old. Yeah. But the truly psychotic people, there's no rehab for that. I mean, you know, one of the things that irritated me is the reason I stopped watching a lot of television and movies, and I'd read like reviews of shows, and there was always a lot of praise for a story where at the end there was redemption. You know, somebody had done something bad, but in the end he redeemed himself to show that humanity is basically good, and this is a wonderful story of redemption. And I got so irritated by that. Because it isn't true. Bad people stay bad all their lives. Very few turn good. And the best you should do is ostracize them, imprison them.
Well,
stop with your programs.
This article that they put on their website today is about Mayor Bassetti's Inside Safe program. And the conclusion from most of it is, well, yeah, it's doing the job at least getting people out of the encampments and putting them somewhere, but it may not last. They cannot sustain the cost of these hotel rooms. It is not possible, because I argue that even building all these people housing or finding them permanent housing, which is what's the problem in this article, they're not being able to do that, is also unsustainable.
It's impossible.
You cannot provide somebody's complete future payments for their lifestyle for the rest of their lives when you're talking about tens of thousands and potentially hundreds of thousands of people. That's unsustainable. We can't follow that model. But that's what this crowd wants to do, because they're complaining here that, oh, to put them into permanent housing, it's much more than finding them a permanent place. They need all sorts of support. They need medical treatment. They need counseling.
Counseling?
Yes, counseling, medical care, job training, or help getting a new ID even.
How do you counsel people not to smear their feces on the wall? I mean, what are they talking about? These buzzwords, rehabilitation, counseling. You can't fix a brain that has been destroyed by meth, and there's a guy running around with no pants on, and he's masturbating in the street, and he's flinging his feces in his shelter room. Well, what is this? You have feral animals out in the street now. They're completely wild. They've lost all sense of civilization.
Do everything for people. They eventually have to do something for themselves.
But they can't.
The city is leasing rooms at about three dozen motels, paying between $100 and $125 a night. So far, they burned through $40 million, as we told you last week.
Boy, oh boy. Boom times if you own an old rundown motel, because the city's going to pay, give you a lot more business than the usual prostitutes and Johns, huh?
They're close to purchasing one 300-room motel, which could drop the cost of sheltering people from $135 a night to $50.
Here's one of the sob stories. Which,
one hotel, 300 people.
Yeah, it's impossible. You've got 75,000 people in the county on the streets. Okay,
so right. The city has a big dent, a big portion of those.
Say you have 300 people in there for a few months, then the money runs out. What'd you do? You didn't do anything, because there's nothing you can do except put these people on buses and send them out of the state or to the desert. There's nothing you can do. They got one woman here profiled. It's the usual sob story, right? This one, 53 years old. Her name is Shane Smith, and they got her a hotel room. 7 years on the street. Now think about that. 7 years on the street. I mean, almost like 2,500 days. This woman wakes up on a sidewalk or in a tent and couldn't figure out what to do next. You think you're going to fix that? She used to be an interior designer and then suffered a devastating seizure that put her in a coma. No income. Now, what is the seizure? A seizure is a symptom. There should have been a disease attached to it. Was it treated in the hospital? Or is she making this story up? I don't understand this. Seizure, you go into a coma, and then what? Was there medication? She had to learn how to do basic tasks like reading and speaking. So she goes on the street, multiple sexual and physical assaults, knocked her teeth out. All right, here's the treatment she's gotten. 2 10-minute counseling sessions. I actually read that three times. 2 10-minute counseling sessions and a prescription for Zoloft. Huh. Well, what? She says, I have massive headaches every day. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Well, this lady didn't go to a doctor for all those years. She's obviously got some kind of terrible brain disorder. Maybe there's no treatment for it.
So the truth here, which is vastly underreported, is that, yeah, while they're clearing out some of the large, disgusting encampments, who knows in a few months or next year where those people are going to be? They might be at another encampment. They're not ending up in any kind of permanent housing because that's not there. These hotels, they can't sustain the cost of these hotel rooms for the long term. This whole thing, she might be able to announce 1 year big numbers. We've got people off the streets and here are the numbers. But this could just completely boomerang in the other direction as this thing falls apart because it's unsustainable financially and there's just not the housing for these people. And they need so much more help in housing. We've always said housing first is a dopey approach to this. People have to start taking responsibility for their problems and getting their act together with mental help and addiction help.
Why don't these people apply for welfare benefits, food stamps, Medicaid? We have all these extremely expensive, very generous, too generous programs in California. Why don't they get the checks? Why don't they apply? Fill out the paperwork. Go to an office. If you're going to spend 7 years on the street, make your way to a government office. Because if you have welfare and food stamps and Medicaid coming in, you don't have to live in a tent. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people who are living off the taxpayers who aren't living in a tent. Because the people in the tent are the crazy people. 10-minute counseling sessions. Okay, so that's inside safe. Here's some Zoloft to sedate you. What?
All right, you've heard us use the term the homeless industrial complex. That's what we say. That's where your billions of dollars have gone that the state has spent on homelessness. It goes to this huge complex of nonprofits and politicians and builders. And great story when we return. That's a good example. It's a small example of this, but it's a good example of how this really works. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating melon serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're live on the radio from 1 until 4, and after 4 o'clock, you can get John and Ken 24-7. John and Ken On Demand podcast. There's no reason not to hear the whole show every day, sometime during the day.
The Moist Line is a way to connect to the show. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We play those calls during the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow here on KFI. It's a bit of breaking news, John Cobalt.
What?
Another bus has arrived from Texas with migrants. 35 just arrived in Los Angeles today. The third in a series launched by Governor Greg Abbott and sent to California.
Yeah, welcome to the sanctuary city.
They better go down there and arrest him because he's just going to keep doing this.
Karen Bass is going to have a hotel room for every one of them.
Wow, could she end up with the problem that the New York City mayor has? What, you said he has hundreds of thousands?
He has 85,000, he says.
85,000.
85,000.
All right, well, so far I think L.A.'s gotten like 100, so.
Bitches every day about it, and nobody in his party cares.
Looks like they had a heads up. After arriving from a 30-hour journey, they were met by paramedics. I don't know what.
Oh, was it
somebody in the heat?
Oh, this was the no food, no water bus?
It doesn't say that. It just said AIDS groups were right there, right away, swiftly transported to St. Anthony's, Croatia. There you go.
Remember that fake story? No food and no water from Texas?
Yeah. It says here, no passengers. Oh, passengers disembarked with backpacks, a guitar, jugs of water.
No. Yeah. They did the fake story on DeSantis claiming that everybody was misled. They weren't going to California. That turned out to be a lie. And with Abbott, they tried the idea. Well, they didn't. He didn't feed these poor people. He didn't allow them water. Like, that's realistic. Like, that really would happen.
Oh, so they're admitting today that they did get a heads up from the city of Brownsville telling us that the bus was on its way and to prepare to welcome them.
Oh, good. So we had a whole welcoming committee.
We did, like I said, there was paramedics and there was aid workers and there was plenty of refreshments. It was a party.
Sure. Now put them on the welfare rolls and Medicaid rolls and we'll pay for them. Excellent.
All right. All right.
Win-win for all of us, huh?
Yeah. So how many times in the show by the way, important, after 3 o'clock, State Senator Shannon Grove is returning to the John and Ken show. She's the main author of a bill that would punish the child sex traffickers with longer prison terms, make it a strike. Like three strikes laws. That bill passed the state Senate and then just hit a wall on the Public Safety Committee of the Assembly. And with all of the uproar over their decision to kill the bill on Tuesday, it came back today and it passed. Remarkably, most of the Democrats voted yes. Two of them continued to abstain, but it passed 6-0. And it moves on to another committee in the assembly and eventually for a full assembly vote. So
one who abstained was Mia Bonta, the wife of the attorney general, Rob Bonta, who wants to be governor. So just mark this down somewhere in your brain that his nutty wife thinks it's okay for men to buy and sell little girls for sex.
Right. All right. So we've talked many times on this show about the homeless industrial complex. And, of course, it is vast. It is where the billions of dollars spent in California really ends up, with all the middlemen and with no progress. But because that's such a great deal for a lot of the middlemen, it's sort of like the high-speed rail. the executives at high-speed rail continue to pay, and all the contractors and consultants take in big bucks. Who really cares about building a rail line?
Oh, yeah. Right.
The money's still coming.
What have we blown on high-speed rail? $15 billion?
Yeah, so who cares about housing these people permanently? The money's still coming. Here's a small example of how the homeless industrial complex works. There is a new city attorney for Los Angeles. Her name is Heidi, spelled H-Y-D-E-E. That's a new one. Heidi Feldstein Soto.
That's a lot of names.
By the way, John, what happened to Mike Fuhrer? Anyone seen him? I mean, he ran for mayor and he was city attorney. Now, Mike Fuhrer with the bad mustache? What's he doing now, I wonder?
I don't know.
No. He'll run for something, won't he?
Well, he's probably got a law license, so.
No. Well, anyway, she's the new Los Angeles city attorney. She got elected last year, and in March, she's standing there with Karen Bass, and they made an announcement. We've talked many times about this Skid Row Housing Trust. That's the other problem with permanent housing. They own 29 buildings near downtown L.A. where it's supposed to permanently house the homeless. It has been a disaster. In fact, it's bankrupt. The tenants just tend to tear up the rooms. The place is rife with gang members, drug sales. It is a complete disaster.
All those redemption stories.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is what happens when you allow people to, gather their own lives, just throw them into housing without taking care of their problems.
Give all the homeless their own apartments. See what happens. Oh, look at that. They destroyed it. Wow. Who would have thought?
Sometimes two or three times over.
Yeah.
So they had to spend so much money on repairs and maintenance and security, and they're bankrupt. So they appointed, and this was the announcement in March, a man by the name of Mark Adams to take over as the trust's receiver. That would be the guy that's handling all the financials, if you have to borrow money, to try to keep this thing going. Well, he's already been dumped. But here's where the homeless industrial complex and the world of politics comes into play. What do you know? Mark Adams helped raise money for this Heidi Feldstein Soto become city attorney. Gave her $8,500 and held a big fundraiser for her.
Mm-hmm.
So his payoff was to be named the receiver.
Now, that is corruption, right? I mean, that should be bribery. He got this well-paying job opportunity to be the receiver for this bankrupt, destroyed Skid Row housing trust,
yeah.
And it's clear he had no business getting this job. I mean, they threw him out in a matter of months.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the job in March. It's only July.
A Times review of Adams' prior cases published soon after his appointment showed multiple instances of property owners losing their homes, tenants left at risk of eviction, and judges and local governments finding that Adams' firm overbilled by six-figure amounts.
Okay. So
now, they could have done the same type of research and said no to this guy, but the city attorney wanted him because he's connected to her.
Yeah, because he wrote her a good check. He raised money for her. So, of course, he's going to get the job. And it didn't matter if he was good or not. That was irrelevant.
He got an open-ended, no-bid position without a formal background check.
No bids. How about that? Yeah, that's right.
No bids. He was just it. They just said, I guess the city attorney said to Bass, I got a guy. She said, sure. And they brought him in.
Can you imagine?
And he was a disaster.
This is 29 buildings. There's hundreds and hundreds of vagrants. There's a large percentage of these apartments are a wreck. And they give it out to the first shyster that shows up at the front door.
Yeah. And Feldstein Soto response is, well, he was widely considered to be the state's most experienced receiver. Really? Even though apparently a background check shows he wasn't very good at it? experience doesn't mean you're very good at it.
You know what I had? There's a quote here from one of these professional scolds named Sean McMorris. Works for California Common Cause. It's a good government nonprofit organization. All right, it's a bunch of good government scolds. Well, this is the way you should be doing it. In fact, he is the Transparency, Ethics, and Accountability Program Manager. Huh? Wow, he's got his own racket going there. Called Feldstein Soto's actions a clear dereliction of duty. To miss all these red flags, I think, is troubling. Don't you understand? Red flags weren't missed. They weren't looked for. They weren't looked for because this guy, Adams, was paying his way in.
Yeah. He bought the receivership by donating to her campaign and organizing a big fundraiser for her. What's your payoff?
It didn't matter to Feldstein Soto what was going on. She got campaign money, so he gets a cool job. He doesn't have to do anything. In fact, nobody's expecting him to do anything because the place is a disaster. These buildings probably are going to end up getting bulldozed. And all the vagrants are going to get thrown out into the street again.
There's $3 million of unpaid bills from just the 3 months he was the receiver, and including hundreds of thousands owed to his firm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Owed to him personally and his firm called California Receivership Group.
That's a racket, okay? It's
this is all part of the homeless industrial complex that we've talked about. This is what sucks up the money. All the middlemen and their political connections.
This is just one story. There's probably 1,000 of these stories.
Oh, there is. That's why I said this is a small example to give people an idea of what we're talking about.
All these homeless nonprofits. Because, you go back 10 years when there was hardly a problem, and there was hardly any government money available for the problem, right?
Yeah.
What did all these people do for a living 10 years ago? How many nonprofits were created in recent years by politically connected people because they knew they were going to get a gold rush of tax money? Millions of dollars in grants, millions of dollars in payments, and that they'd be able to work themselves and hire their friends and relatives for six-figure salaries, and you never had to prove that your nonprofit worked, that it did anything useful. There's no metric. Nobody was checking. Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
All right. Our guest after 3 o'clock is State Senator Shannon Grove from Bakersfield, the Republican, the main author of the bill to punish more severely the child sex traffickers. It did finally make it through the Public Safety Committee in the Assembly. She'll join us after 3. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, you're right. The SAG-AFTRA union just sent out the frequently asked questions about this strike.
Mm-hmm.
As a SAG-AFTRA member, am I on strike? No. News and broadcast work is not covered by a TV theatrical strike. Only productions that are covered by the TV theatrical codified basic agreement are being struck.
Yeah, we're in the broadcast contract. Yeah. So radio, TV newscasters and anchors, not covered. Yeah. But
have you heard that audio of Fran Drescher? I guess she's the head of the...
Yeah, she was good.
She sounds in pain. She sounds like she's really hurting. She's crying and screaming.
She told off those CEOs that they're claiming poverty and they're paying themselves millions and millions of dollars. She's right.
Yeah, but we always hear that argument. Even if they dumped all their millions back to the actors and the writers and the rest, it's not that much money. It's not going to cover them all.
But do they deserve that kind of money? If their companies are struggling financially?
Did they complain about that money before streaming and the way this all changed? No, they never did. I don't think they screamed the pay that the executives got 10 years ago.
Because they were paying the actors and writers fairly, and now they're not. They don't want to.
We don't know what fairly is because this economic model is brand new. And I have a feeling, you saw that report today that Bob Iger is thinking about selling the TV stations.
The streaming has destroyed broadcasting cable television to a large extent. Just destroyed it. There's no money anymore. That's why it's a continuous crime.
Like I said, there's too many streamers out there spending so much money on product, it's just not covering the cost. They would have to make a streaming bill $50 a month, and no one's going to pay that. So they have to always look at this balance.
Well, they've
how far can they go charging people for these shows?
Well, they created a bad business model.
Model, yes, I know.
You can't
it's just going to need time to to figure its path, and it could take another many years.
Eventually, they'll figure it out, and they want their residuals. And why don't you release the ratings on which shows are popular? Something is making people pay $20 a month for Netflix. Some of those shows are. So the people involved in those shows ought to be getting a cut.
All right. The guest after 3 o'clock is State Senator Shannon Grove, who will talk about her bill, Senate Bill 14, which finally made it through the Public Safety Committee of the Assembly today, which will punish the child sex traffickers. It is a big story on our show. Deborah Mark, leave the room. Please leave.
Why?
Leave.
Oh, you're not doing that story, are you?
Leave the room.
Where am I going to go?
All right.
Well, then turn off your hearing device.
Okay, fine.
You've been warned.
This is a bad one. It's a story out of a Chicago suburb, Wicker Park. They have arrested a man named Thomas Martell. He's only 22. Mm-hmm. And the headline is, kill that one, get a replacement. Kill that one, get a replacement. They believe he tortured and killed at least 6 kittens since May. He would look at Craigslist ads after each killing to buy a lookalike replacement so his mom wouldn't get suspicious.
He was killing his mom's cats and replacing them?
Family cats?
Okay, what are we going to do to this guy?
Hey, you're not supposed to...
I came back and I heard that.
He eventually told his girlfriend that he enjoyed killing cats and he'd been like that since he was 8. She's the one that turned him in.
What, since 8? And nobody took him to a mental institution?
They didn't know.
Shout out the girlfriend.
Shout out to the girlfriend for stepping forward quickly. Turn off her ears.
No.
You're not going to want to hear this.
Okay. Fine.
Because this is like the worst of the worst. Most of them were drowned, but some were microwaved.
She heard that.
I turned my mic off. I threw my headphones down, but I heard the microwaved. Are you kidding me?
That's what they say he did.
All right. You know what? Let's put this guy in a microwave. Let's do that. This is unbelievable. I mean, who does this?
The judge's letting him free.
What?
$7,500 bail, but he'd be on electronic monitoring. Better keep him away from cats.
That's microwaving cats is not that serious.
Because next
crime.
He's going to microwave kids.
Yeah, that's probably what... That usually is next. They start with animals.
An acquaintance gave the girlfriend a video of him throwing a pillowcase into Lake Michigan.
Uh-oh.
It was a new kitten named Shelly.
Oh.
The girlfriend never saw Shelly again.
Ken, this must be the worst animal story you have ever told.
Look, he did give you
yes,
a lot of warning
he did.
Here.
He did. I appreciate
that. I told
him
to leave.
I know you did. I know. But come on. How could this judge let him? I don't understand. What's wrong with this? Who's this judge?
Everything was fine until June 3rd when Martell began drinking and engaging in drug use. Then he put the new kitten into a tub of water. His girlfriend allegedly saw him pull the unresponsive kitten from the water and try to revive it by performing CPR with his thumb. The next day, Martell told his girlfriend that the kitten needed more chest compression, so he took it to the bathroom for about 10 minutes, and when he came out, it was dead. Put the kitten into a bag and tossed it down a trash chute. Oh, wow.
The judge is Kelly McCarthy, a woman.
Okay, we need to talk. We need to call her.
He immediately went on Craigslist and tried to find a kitten that looked just like it. So that was his trick here to try to fool everybody. People like this usually end up being serial killers, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Jeffrey Dahmer started torturing animals when he was a kid.
Yeah, that's usually the MO of people who are.
And then he was taking videos and photographs.
Oh, this is one sick person.
Yeah. Yeah. But of course he got released.
He got released on electronic monitoring, right? So.
Yeah. Martell admitted that he had killed 3 cats in the microwave.
Oh, my God.
Put them in the pantry.
Oh.
And somebody walked in and there was this horrible odor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Death penalty, Deborah Mark.
Absolutely. No. Yes. No. I still think we need to institute it by
putting him in the microwave.
Absolutely. Forget lethal injection or any of that stuff.
That would be a good way to execute people, like a giant sized microwave.
Yep.
He's under electronic monitoring. So there.
Oh yeah.
Nothing can go wrong there.
Retro.
Yeah, I'm wondering how it says here 4 counts of animal torture, 2 counts of aggravated cruelty. That doesn't sound like much. Oh, yeah, he's scheduled to begin a new mental health treatment program.
Oh, maybe there'll be redemption someday.
Because he has no criminal convictions in his background.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he hides everything.
He's been killing cats since he was 8. That's 14 years of killing cats.
14, yeah, nobody starts at 22 killing cats.
No, as a job as a roofer. Wow. All right, when we return, big story, well, beyond the strike that's coming at midnight from the actors to join the writers. We're going to talk to State Senator Shannon Grove from Bakersfield, the Republican. It's mostly good news and it's rare good news, but her bill to punish child sex traffickers more severely has finally made it through the Assembly Public Safety Committee, a turnaround from Tuesday when almost all the Democrats abstained, which killed the bill. And then everything changed and Newsom got involved. And today it got through the Assembly Public Safety Committee, although there are still 2 Democrats who refused to vote. We'll bring you the whole story coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.